Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome on to the show. I am your host, Anna Black, and I'm excited because we get to chat and hang out with two lovely young ladies this evening as they give us a little information about themselves and their books and what they're currently working on now. I do have a repeat guest on tonight, which I'm excited to talk to her. We'll be talking to Ms. Entice tonight about her new release. So I'm excited to talk to her. And a newcomer for me, she's been on the scene for a little while, been published for a couple of years, but she's new to me, Miss Lady Simone. We're going to spend some time chatting with her as well. I do want to always give shout out to Miss Tamika Newhouse. Tamika is actually the reason why we're on. She is the founder of AANBC. So we have to give a shout and big up to her because she is the one that really kind of made this all possible. Got the show going for us a few years back, and we're still running strong with a growing audience. So we're excited about that. And before I bring on my guest tonight, I do want to remind everyone about the Baltimore Book Fest. The Baltimore Urban Book Fest is going to be the first weekend in May. If you want more information about that, go to BaltimoreUrbanBookFest.com to get more information about that. If you are an author or want to participate, I believe all the tables are sold out. But just hit that website up if you are interested. If you're in the Baltimore, Maryland, D.C. area, you want to go through it. It's the first weekend of May, so check out that website to get out more information on that. And there we will announce the AANBC winners for all the nominees that we announced a couple months ago for the AANBC award. So you guys be sure to check that out. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started, and we're going to go ahead and bring Ms. Entice on the line. She actually released, I believe, her fifth book today, but don't quote me on that, because Sister does have some books up under her belt, and I'm excited to share this day work, too, because not only did she release a book today, I released a book today, so that's exciting. I know how good she feels. I released my sequel tonight to Who Do I Run To on paperback today. It's called Who Do I Run To Now, and that's on Amazon today as well. But enough about me. Ms. Entice, if you can hear me, say hello and welcome onto the show.
Thank you, Anna. Hello, everyone. And congratulations, Anna, on your release.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, before we get into your new release, we're going to just give some background info on you for those who are not familiar with Ms. Entice. And I want to let y'all know, in case she forgets to let y'all know, she also shared an award with me last October, where we won an award for our contribution to Between the Sheets. So she's not only a best-selling author, she's an award-winning author. So I do have to just kind of toot her horn for her so she won't forget to mention that. But before we start talking about the literary work, give us a little more background about Entice, who Entice is beyond the writer or before the writer.
Before the writer, okay. Before the writer, Entice was a hardworking woman. My full-time job was in banking, so I've been in corporate America most of my life, most of my my adult years. I've always wanted to write. I've always had that passion in me, and that's been since I was young. Ever since I can remember, I've always wanted to write. The way that I've gone about writing or getting my feelings out or, you know, my creativity is through music. That's initially how I started. I started out, you know, in the music industry, and then I just sort of branched into the literary industry, and pretty much here I am. That's me before the novelist. Now I'm still that hardworking woman, married for 10-plus years. I'm a new mom. She's 8 months now, and it was a journey for me, so I really, really hold that crown up high and proud. And now I'm a full-time mom, so I'm able to write and do what I love and enjoy that. You know, I have that luxury now, and this is the best thing that's happened to me.
Wow. So, you know, I said it before, when your baby was first born, congratulations. But I know it's a transition and a change to be married for 10 years almost and have a newcomer into this family. Wow.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
That was definitely a transition because, you know, you get used to, you know, just you and hubby And a lot of those things, they change when the baby comes into the picture. The dialogue changes. You know, you can't just say things out loud that you would normally say. I mean, everything has changed, but it's great. I love it. Actually, I call him my miracle baby. I suffered many miscarriages in the past, so this is that's the reason why I say, you know, I'm welcome to now be a part of motherhood.
Wow. Well, I enjoy it because my baby just turned 14 like a week and a half ago. And,
mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm at the point, she's not cute anymore.
Right.
Like, I love her, but do I like her? Not so much. But I so enjoy that motherhood. It is a blessing. So I'm very happy for you on that. Now, before we get into the new release, which is Twisted Seduction, that released today, give us a little bit, listeners, a little history on your first book, where you actually started before you got to your sixth novel in print, or your sixth written works in print.
My first novel was My Secrets Your Lies, which I self-published that book back in 2007 under my own company, A Million Thoughts Publishing. That was an urban release, and it basically had the tag lesbian fiction and also erotica. So that was the first one. The sequel to that was Stud Princess Notorious Vendettas, which I published in 2010. And both are still in print. Both are still published under A Million Thoughts Publishing. With My Secrets Your Lies, which was my baby, my debut into this literary industry, I managed to get that book into Black Expressions. So that was a very big deal for me when that happened. And it went on to make the top 20 bestsellers list in Black Expressions. And it actually stayed on there for a while. Stud Princess is still doing great. And also with both novels, my inspiration for my documentary, Beneath My Skin, which I'm working on right now, we're in the filming stages of that, it was inspired by those two books. And that's what started it for me before Twisted. You know, my heart and everything I had in me went into the grind for those two books. Twisted Seduction is it did release today. It's a national release, and I did not self-publish that one. I was lucky to be able to sign to a major, so that book is released under Strayboar, Simon & Schuster. My journey has been a great one, a long one, but a great one. I've managed to acquire an agent along the way. I've managed to contribute to many best-selling anthologies along the way. And now we're here, you know, with Twisted Seduction, and I'm excited. I'm excited, and I feel like it's my newborn baby again. You know what I mean? It means a lot to me, and I'm just happy to finally be at this point. To you know, that this book is published under Simon & Schuster, you know, that this book is a national release. That just means a lot to me more than anything, because I feel like I'm finally able to share my work with the world, but above the limitations that, you know, self-publishing, you know, will allow you. So, but that's where I'm at today.
So with this journey of yours, and congratulations, too, for being signed with Simon & Schuster, because I know it's not easy, and for you to only been in the biz since basically 07, and you have acquired these things on your literary journey, that is like, wow, kudos to you, congratulations, because that's what we all dream of. We all can't wait to get that phone call or someone to say, well, you know what, this is what it is. So that's a major, major, major thing. With this book, Twisted Seduction, take us in between the pages and give us a little what's going on with the book. Give us a little insight on what's going on with this book.
Twisted Seduction is very twisted, so I warn. You know me, Anna. I mean, I warn.
Oh, I know you. I know.
I warn everyone going in. I give them, like, the disclaimer, you know, just be ready to be twisted. Be ready to be twisted out because going into the book, you get a dose of insights right away. I don't hold back. I don't save anything really as far as my first sex scene. So I go all the way with it, and I do take you there. So I'll just get that disclaimer out the way right now. But basically, this book is about a woman, and her name is Denise, an African American woman who is a part owner of a successful investment firm. And she's married, been married for 9 years, has a beautiful daughter, husband, great husband, and all these good things. But she's still not satisfied. She's still not happy, you know. And so she concocts this plan, but no one knows that she orchestrates this plan. And she secretly allows her husband to have an affair, okay? And just... This affair doesn't just go down with just any woman on the street. Mm-mm. It just doesn't go down that way. This affair that she orchestrates actually goes down with her own best friend, Nadine. Nadine is the part owner of the investment firm. So they've been friends since forever. They go way back since college. She's always had the hots for her best friend's husband. But this has been on the low-low. So when I tell you things hit the fan, things come out, and when one woman is thinking that she's cheating on the low, and then when the other thinks that she's getting her cake and eating it too, both are hit with some slaps in the faces, and it just takes off from there. So it's very twisted. Seductive on every level.
Oh my God, that does sound juicy. And I'm just looking, I'm checking her entire site on Amazon, and somebody with Kimberly Jackson was blown away. And mm-hmm. for those who are listening, I want to read it real quick. She has her first review up already, you guys. It is a 5. But it's Miss Kimberly Jackson said, for starters, let me warn you. It's filled with sex, and more sex. Entice gets it in for sure with this one. It starts out with Nadine, who had these strong desires for her best friend's man, but never acts on it until the opportunity presents itself. And when it does, boy, does it go down in a place that will have your mouth on the floor. Denise ain't no better because she creeping too, just like her husband, but she got so much stuff up her sleeve and hidden in her closet. That it don't make sense. After reading the author's other novels, I knew I would be getting this one. Thanks for the review copy. Oh, okay, she had a review copy. This is a talented author, and I wish her much success in her career. So this is somebody that's been following Entice through her writing career because it's not the first that she's read. But she said she get it in this one. So when you read feedback like that from your readers, how does that make you feel?
You know what? It makes me feel great. It makes me feel like I've actually did my job, you know. I'm not, when people say things like, oh, my God, you know, your sex scenes were hot, I tend to like to hear that a lot because I spend a lot of times on my sex scenes. So when they tell me that lets me know that all the time that I spent creating those scenes, you know, just wasn't for nothing. People actually really did pay attention to those scenes. But when I hear that, it makes me feel really, really good, you know. And just to think that she's read my other novels, you're right, it means that she's been following me. It means that she's a dedicated fan. And I love a loyal fan. I love it. And that's why I write. That's why I continue to write. That's my drive behind what I write and you know, when I write. You know, I constantly think about my fans, and I feel like I have a debt to them. I feel like I owe them the next best thing. So I'm always trying to outdo myself, you know, each and every novel that I turn out.
Right. So tell me, with your speaking of sex scenes, we already know that you write erotica. We know it. Well, you know, and I asked other authors the same question, and why did you choose that genre? I mean, you know, because everybody asks me, like, okay, why did you choose this? Why did you just say erotica? I wanted to write about erotic themes. And also, with that, in that question, too, if you could write another genre or a different genre, what other genre would you want to dabble in or do?
You know what, and that's why I'm glad you brought that question up, because I don't write in erotica alone. I actually write in several genres. I write in street lit. I write in contemporary fiction, romance, lesbian, and erotica as well. So I write in several genres. Erotica just happens to be where I see my most creativity turn out at, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I really do take time organizing these sex scenes, because I don't want it to be like a, you know, a 3-minute affair, you know what I'm saying? If they've loved each other for a while, I really want to bring you that romance into that scene. So I take you there, and I don't hold back, you know, which is why I felt, oh God, I felt so good about having my book published under the Strayboards imprint, because what a lot of people fail to realize is that when you publish your book with or you put your title or whatever, your book in the hands of a publisher, some of them tend to dilute your product. So by the time you get it back from the editing process, you don't recognize your story anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I can actually speak and say that Zane is one of those publishers that she's not going to go in and just take away your voice. You still have your voice when it's all said and done. And your fans will thank you for that. You know what I mean? So to go from being self-published and having creative control over my product, and then going into a major and still feeling like I have some creative control, it's the best thing.
Right. So with your success in Tice, and I am so proud of you, girl, you're doing it.
Thank you.
For those who out there aspiring to write or to, say, get where you are, what was your method? Like, what's your success method to even give some of our listeners or our aspiring authors that advice on how do you obtain an agent? You know, how did you submit? Give them some background on how to be as successful or to get to where you are.
Let's see. For starters, the first thing that I did was I put a lot of prayer behind myself and behind my products. And I felt like that was the initial force behind my drive, you know, me constantly, you know, having faith in everything that I do. That's number one. Number two, I wasn't afraid to invest in myself, because what I realized is that just how authors sit back and watch other authors and see what they're doing and how they're getting to the next level and who they're signing with and how they get this deal this and this deal that, publishers, I feel, do the same exact thing. So I knew from out the gate that I had to create a platform, and I mean a strong enough platform to where I can actually say I have a fan base, you know, so that when that phone call came or when that opportunity came, I knew that they would have already checked that out. You know, they would have already said, okay, she actually is investing in herself. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid to get out there and grind. Like, I'll sell my book in places that you probably wouldn't think a person would sell their books. I mean, I've gone to nightclubs 2:00 in the morning and I've sold my book. I've gone to bazaars and sold my book. I've sat on corners that are, you know, for vendors, and I've sold my book. Heat, rain, whatever. I don't mind the grind. That's just me. And I feel like every author has to have a hustler in them. If you don't have a hustler in you, then I hope you got the money to pay somebody to hustle for you. Because even when you make it to the major, you still have to grind. You still have to get out there and hustle. They don't sell your book for you. They make it available. they put you in a place where you have that exposure. But if people don't know about you, they're not going to go out and get your book. If they don't know about your product, they're not going to go out and buy it. So you still have to be your own walking billboard. As far as getting an agent, and I'll tell you, in the beginning, back in 2007 when I first published the first one, that was my goal. You know, I said, okay, I want an agent. I know I need an agent because I've read all this stuff, and everybody was like, okay, find an agent. So I went out there, girl, and I bought all these books that I still have on how to find an agent, how to get an agent real fast, you know, how to come back from rejections. I went out and bought all these books and read them, you know, because I tried to follow the A through Z, you know, line through of it. But at the end of the day, that prayer and that drive and that motivation and determination and that inspiration, it just actually kind of pushed that all back out of the way for me. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to be very bold about what I do nowadays. And I'm just going to walk up to people or agents. And when I say walk up, I also mean just, you know, just reaching out to them.
Reaching out
to them very boldly, like, and ask them, hey, do you know, are you accepting any new authors? I would love to work with you, just to see the networking part of it, just to see if that worked for me. And I tell you, when I tried that back in 2011, when I tried that method for the first time, you know, because I have a different mindset. So that's what you got to understand, is that I changed my mindset through this whole journey. So in 2011, my mindset has already been, you know, rewound, and now I have a new way of thinking. So I did just that. Went on Facebook.com, as a matter of fact, and I reached out to this agent, and her name is Dr. Maxine Thompson, and I said exactly what I'm saying to you. Are you accepting any new authors right now? I need an agent. You know, it was kind of like a plea, but at the same time, it was me coming to her in a fashion that I have never gone to another agent. So it was me pretty much saying, can I just have your attention for one moment, and let me just show you what I have. Let me just show you my product, if I could just borrow your time right now. And I presented her with everything she needed, basically a media kit, that same night. The next day, she told me that she would be willing to work with me. But I'll tell you what she said, Anna. She said, Entice, I've researched you. So this is what she did after our conversation, our dialogue through Facebook. And she said, I see that you have a strong platform. So that's where it starts, creating your platform from day one.
Right, you're right. Wow, girl, I'm just like I'm so happy for you. I'm proud of you. I have to always give credit where credit is due, because I've met you a couple of times. We have been at different events at the same time, and the party that we do have together, of course, is the 20th. And to see someone that you know, or somebody that you have basically started out with, that's acquired a success, is something to make you smile and say, you know what, there is opportunity, there is a chance, because this person is just as diligent as I am. So I know if she can accomplish that, I can accomplish that.
Absolutely.
So I give you your props. We're almost out of time. We're going to move on to Ms. Simone in a moment. But before we do, I have to ask you a couple more questions.
Okay.
First question is, you mentioned a little bit about something you're working on now. What's next for you? What's next for you? When I know we just got the new book out today, so we got to go out promoting on that. But what's coming up next for Entice?
Well, I'll let everyone in on a little secret. I've been writing the next installment to Twisted Seduction. So there is another Twisted Seduction, and is actually titled Twisted Vows of Seduction. So I'm working on the next installment for that, and I've already pretty much made up in my mind that I'm going to turn this into a series. So I'm working very diligently on that. And then I also have the documentary, which is a docudrama. It's a documentary and a reality show together. We're already in the filming stages. I'm working with 3D Visual Creations on that, as well as Philip Wolf Entertainment. I have my hands full. I have a lot of projects that I'm juggling right now. But that's where I'm at right now with things.
Okay. And so do you have any upcoming events? Do you have any places where people can come out and meet you? I know you're in the Dallas area, and I know I'll get to see you soon again because I'm in Texas, too. We're only like a couple hours away from each other, so I know we'll be in the same place at the same time again. But for those who want to get to know Entice or, you know, want to come out and meet you, maybe get their book signed, what are your upcoming events?
This weekend we'll be at the South Dallas Cafe on Camp Wisdom, celebrating the official release of Twisted Seduction. Any and everyone's welcome to come to that. On May 5th, I have a book signing at Joe Kay's Bookstore, also in Oak Cliff on Camp Wisdom. That's if you're in Dallas. I don't have any out-of-state events right now. Like I said, I just had a baby, so I'm trying to, you know, stay home, you know, stay very close right now. But I do have a lot of virtual parties coming up. We actually had a book shower yesterday for Twisted Seduction, and it was hot. So for everyone that's listening, please go check out my fan page, the Entice fan page, and just look and look. The thread is still there. I would love for you to just go check out the thread and just see what type of book shower it was. I mean, it got hot in there.
Wow. I missed out on that. Goodness. First, make sure you tell, lastly, before I let you go, and I do want to thank you for coming because when I got the email, I think I got an email from somebody else. Maybe you're
my publicist.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait a minute. Why did she email me? Entice could email me.
You know, she's handling a lot of things that I can't right now because I'm so, you know, I try to stay busy right now since I have this time off. So I'm telling you, I like I said in the beginning, I suffered, you know, miscarriages in the past. So all of last year, honey, I was on bed rest. I'm talking strict bed rest. So I'm trying to make up for lost time. So I'm so busy with projects that I had to break down and hire someone. And, you know, I mean, that wasn't easy to do because I'm so used to doing everything myself. So, yeah, she handles that for me, and I love her. That's Susan Herbert with Herbert Publicity. And, yeah, she got my back.
Well, let everybody know your email address, your website, and how they can contact you on Facebook. Or, you know, is it simple as just Googling Entice? Or just give people ways to contact you.
I'm definitely on Facebook. On Facebook, I have my official page and I also have the fan page. And if they want to email me, they can at entice.amillionthoughts@yahoo.com. And all that information, all my social media information is included in my website, and that's www.ntyse.com. You'll see all my titles on that site, as well as the trailer for Twisted Seduction. Actually, you know what? That hasn't been uploaded yet, but there's a trailer out there on YouTube for Twisted Seduction, so check that out.
All right. Well, we thank you so much, Entice, for hanging out with us tonight. We're going to go ahead and move on to our second half of our hour and hang out with Miss Lady Simone, but I wish you all the success in the world, girl. You know you can always come back on the show. You're always welcome back. When you have something new, you want to come back and tell us about it, you are more than welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, kiss the baby from me. You have a lovely night.
You too, Anna, and nice talking to you, Simone.
Thank you. All righty, everyone. We just hung out with Miss Entice. Y'all make sure y'all go and check her out and get her latest book, Twisted Seduction. It is on Amazon, on Kindle, so you guys can get on your e-readers as well. She has them paperback. Hit her up at her website also and see about getting your signed copy. I'm sure she can make that happen for you guys, so make sure y'all check that out. And without further ado, we're going to move on to my second guest. We do have Miss Lady Simone on the line. Miss Lady Simone, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am great. I am great. Thank you so much for your patience to wait on the second half. I know sometimes it's hard. I usually tell people when I know somebody's like, well, I'm not going to be able to call until 6:30. I mean 7:30. I let them know. So you don't have to sit on the phone, but I didn't know I was going to call in first. So, but thank you so much for waiting. Glad to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Did a little research on YouTube to check out your books, and I see that you have a couple books out because I kept I don't know why the second book wouldn't come up for me. I had to just finally just type in your name and not the title. So I do see your other books. But before we get into your book, Ms. Simone, tell my listeners a little bit about something about you, the not writing you, you know what I mean, other than your writing. Tell us about you personally.
Well, something that a lot of people don't know about me is that I am a minister, and I'm actually the pastor of our church.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in that position for a couple of years, actually like about 6 years. Apart from that, you know, I have two kids, a boy and a girl, and a very good man that I'm looking at right now, so I had to plug him.
So what started your writing journey? What started your writing career? What makes you sit down and say, I want to write a book?
Well, I always had a writer in me. Since I was a small girl, I wanted to be a writer because I read a lot, and I always wanted to write. But it wasn't until probably 2000 that I found the subject of my first book. And from there, it just blossomed. So I like to think of myself as a lotus flower that, you know, been through the mud and rises to the top and sits prettily on the water. And so the books are about empowerment and enlightenment.
Okay. So when you decided to actually publish your first book, what was the route that you took? Did you decide to self-publish? Did you shop around for an agent or a publishing house? When you first decided to put your books in print or your book in print, what method did you take?
Well, I like self-publishing because I can create without, you know, any boundaries, limitations. I actually like that route. Not to say I wouldn't try the other route, self-traditional publishing, but I do like self-publishing. It allows me a certain freedom, so I like that.
Right. So you prefer to be self-published versus getting your book out with a label?
Well, I like the freedom it gives me, self-publishing. You know, I've researched traditional publishing, and, you know, sometimes they don't offer the same types of advantages unless you are very well known or a movie star, have celebrity status, and you get really big royalties and advances. But starting off is, you know, self-publishing is very freeing to the soul, so you don't have to depend on, you know, getting a small advance from someone, because unless you're well known, you don't get like a huge advance, you know. So I like it, you know, so far. I would like to try traditional publishing, but I just, at this time though, I like the freedom of marketing my own books and of deciding what's what. And I'm sure there are certain advantages to traditional as well.
So tell me, before we actually talk about your most recent book, which is Tapping Into Divine Power and Abundance, that's your most recent book. Let's go ahead and touch on the base of your first book, The Last Castle in Brooklyn. Give our listeners a little info about that book before we move on to your current work.
Well, that's the book that's actually getting a lot of publicity right now, because yesterday we were in the New York Daily News, and it was a great article that they wrote. The book is centered around an old abandoned castle building in a seedy part of town, and it's a building that is an eyesore to the community. And the main character, Mariah, she was sort of drawn to the castle like a moth to a flame. And as she entered the castle, you know, she was, befriended by the castle's keeper. who is an old preacher, and you want to find out what happened to his congregation, because he lived all alone up in this castle. I mean, he had no phone, no plumbing, you know, but the castle, so majestic and so beautiful, such a beautiful, huge building, taking up down near the whole block. And this old preacher, you know, it's like, what happened to the congregation? Did he bury them in the backyard? I mean, what did he do with them? So you want to find out, you know. So people tell me that they read the book in like a day because they just like want to find out what's going on here, what's going on in this old haunted-looking castle, you know. And it's in a part of town where you don't expect a castle, you know. So it's really in hood. It's in deep hood. So you don't expect a castle anywhere near there, but yet it exists.
Wow. So when that book, what actually inspired the idea for that book?
But the castle is real. It does exist, and that's why the Daily News did a story on it, published yesterday. So it's a real building, and I walked past the building one day, and it was as if the building spoke to my soul. You know how they say that walls could hear? Well, sometimes I think that walls can talk as well. So it was as if, you know, the building was in some way, like, part of my destiny. And so I found it to be a very fascinating subject, totally.
All right. Well, your most current book, go ahead and give us a little insight on that book and what, first of all, what inspired the title?
The title is Tapping Into Divine Power and Abundance. And this book is written to help people to get the desires of their hearts. Because, you know, a lot of people, I'm in Queens, New York, I'm in the whole tri-state area. I actually live in Long Island, New York, and you know, the first book was based from a place in Brooklyn, New York. So, but a lot of people around me, you know, they always ask me, like, you know, what is the secret to my success? I'm considered successful in my community because I also publish a community magazine. It's called Around Town, and it's a community empowerment magazine. And so because of the magazine, I've been invited to the White House a lot. I've shaken hands with the president and the first lady and, you know, interviewed Russell Simmons, Bon Jovi, Judge Hatchett, a lot of people, you know, a lot of celebrities. A lot of celebrities that I've been around and interviewed them. And it's all because of me starting writing and also publishing the magazine. So a lot of people always ask me, they want to do some things like, oh, I'm doing, you know, and they ask me, like, what's the secret? What are you doing to get all these blessings? So I wrote a book so I could show people how to tap in to divine power, how to get the abundance and the prosperity that they might be lacking or that they desire into their life today, not tomorrow, not like next year, not next 10 years, but you could tap in today. And so a lot of people want to know, like, how? So that's the motivation behind writing the book.
So your second book, is it novel-based or is it more self-help-based?
It's definitely self-help, and it comes with questions at the end of each chapter. It's not a large book. Like, The Last Castle in Brooklyn is pretty big. I think it's about 180 pages. This book is a nice little book that could fit right in your pocketbook. You can read it on the trains and, you know, going to work, and you can meditate on it. People tell me that it's changing their lives and the way they see things. It does have that power to transform your life as you transform or change your thinking. You know, so sometimes people just need a little encouragement or a lot of empowerment or to see things a different way, you know?
Right. So did you have a desire to actually write in any other genre? You know, because we have a lot of people that's ministers or pastors that decide like they want to write Christian fiction. So do you have any desire to write in any other genre?
I am actually writing in other genres. The children's books, I like it. You know, I've been dabbling in that. I have another book to be released very shortly. And that one is totally about a teenager. And, you know, because I think that I know that the teens need so much guidance. So that one is definitely for the teens. And I have other children's books, you know, that, you know, they're dying to be released from my computer. They're kind of like dying, like they really, really want to be born. I shouldn't say they're dying to be born because that's kind of like a...
I know what you mean. They're anxious to come into this world.
Yeah, they're anxious to be born, you know, so I want to get them out. And each book, though, is like a new baby, you know, like Entice was saying as well. And as you know, and I want to congratulate you on your book because that's the birth of a baby right there. So congratulations on that book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's not. So what advice would you, as a newcomer, because I still feel like I'm a newcomer, even though I have 6 published novels, I still feel like a newcomer because it's like it's so many people been in the biz a way longer and things like that, but even with me just releasing my 6th book, I feel like I'm new to the writing industry. What advice would you give to an up-and-coming author about publishing? What advice would you give them to say, not so much what works for you, but the do's and don'ts? Because it's some mistakes I made in publishing that I wouldn't do anymore. Then there's some things I'm glad I did. What advice would you give an aspiring author who actually wants to publish a book?
Well, the first thing I would say is to write from your heart, you know, let your story come out naturally, you know. The second thing that I would say is that, you know, a lot of people try to copy other people's work or, like, they, you know, just their style, even their genre, and it might not be their niche, you know. So I think that it's important to stay in your lane and to do
That's a good point. Stay in your lane.
Yeah, and do what is the best genre for you, you know, what follows your passion, you know. And also I think that you should definitely, as new writers, because you're not a new writer, Anna, the new writers out there, you know, they really got to go to a lot of events, book shows, you know, all the you just meet so many people at these events, you know, and you never know when you're gonna meet your next the best contact of your life. More research, yeah, and definitely more research, research. See what the other authors are up to, see where they're going in terms of what events they're attending, which conferences they're attending, you know. And, you know, I think that we ought to, that is something that we could follow, you know, see where they're going and go over there, you know, see what they're booking for the whole year and book some events for the whole year in advance, you know. That's what I would say.
So what are some of your methods for promotion? And I ask questions like these because there'd be a lot of people listening a lot of times who want to write, who want to be successful, who want to make the best sales list. So what is your message for promotion?
Promotion? I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. Did you say what's the best way to promote?
No. What are some of your methods for promoting, for marketing?
Well... Well, I'm in media, so I just love attending a lot of events, and giving out business cards and saying hello, how you doing, to a lot of people. I really like that one-on-one. You know, being that the type of work that I'm in ministry, and I'm always trying to uplift the people, the community. So, you know, I put on a lot of events. I don't think that I'm a very good promoter of my books. I think that because I'm always so busy trying to uplift people and other people's stuff, you know, and what I do suggest is that people, you know, writers, that they get a publicist, someone to help them with that, you know, because sometimes we're not that great. But as Entai said as well, it's good. I'm a good hustler. That's what I'm very good at. So I go to events. I sell at these events. Like tonight, I'm missing a really great event because my shoulder kind of tore out. But I would have been at that event, and I would have been there selling books. I would be selling as many books as I could. And, right. You know, we just got to keep hustling. You got to keep selling those books, you know, because eventually, you know, people want to talk. They're going to, you know, it's going to go around. You're going to get a, you know, great book, great publicity in great newspapers, you know, and it's good also to get your book reviewed a couple places. You know, you just got to keep on trying a lot of different things. You know, I don't see why.
All right. So what's next for you? I know you just recently released your second book in January. What's next for you? What should we be looking out for Miss Lady Simone?
Well, Lady Simone is going to be doing documentaries and film. The Castle Project is moving along really nicely, and it's taken a momentum of its own. And so we're going to be involved heavily in creating a movie from it. We've met, I've met several people that are interested in handling the movie rights and different things like that. And, you know, I just keep on going to a lot more events and meeting all these great people. I just last week met Don Cheadle, and he's such a great guy. Yeah, I really like him.
My favorite actors.
Oh, yeah, and he's funny. He's cool. I like him a lot. Real down to earth and everything. So I gave him one of my books. I gave him The Last Castle in Brooklyn. And, you know, I encourage people to do a lot of research because there's so many grants out there for different things, you know. And if you do a lot of research and don't stop doing the research, you eventually just stumble upon so much, you know.
Right. Wow, that's just so funny because my husband is actually from Brooklyn. Also, so we just spent a lot of time. Yeah, we spent a lot of time in New York. So,
really?
Yes. The only thing I can say, I love New York, but I absolutely hate to be on the road. The traffic is so bad and people drive so crazy. It scares the crap out of me every time I'm off.
Right.
It scares me to death. But I really do like New York. I like visiting New York. Love the eating because my husband's Jamaican, so when I go home with him, his grandmother, his mom always cooks the best food. So I love New York.
Oh, good. That's just what my husband brought home for dinner tonight, Jamaican food.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. Well, we do thank you so much, Ms. Lady Simone, for hanging out with us. Do you have any current events that's coming up in the near future or people in your area that may be listening in might want to come out and meet and greet you?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to invite everyone, if you're in New York or New Jersey or close to New Jersey, we are going to be at the Harlem Book Fair Newark Edition. So, and also we are going to be at the Harlem Book Fair as well, and I want to invite you guys to come on out to New York. For those events, but this weekend, the 28th, we are going to be at Rutgers University, and I am going to have both books there, myself and my team, and we hope that you could join us, and that's Newark, New Jersey, at Rutgers University, and it's from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and you can find out more. We also have a golf outing planned for the community, and that's June 16th. So we would love to have people come up from all over Baltimore, Dallas, wherever you are. You should come up and check us out and enjoy some family fun at our golf outing. It's also a fundraiser, and proceeds benefit the Castle Restoration Project.
Oh, okay.
You can find out more at LadySimone.com.
That's what I was going to ask you, Les. You have to give them that contact information, how they can get in contact with you. Are you on any other social media like Facebook or
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
Twitter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Facebook and Twitter. I'm not very good at Facebook. I have to hire some interns. They come in actually May 5th or something like that. But I have a Facebook page, and it's Lady Simone, and same Twitter at Lady Simone. I like YouTube, and if you access YouTube, you see a lot of my videos. I have about 100 of them on different interviews with different famous people in the White House, different places. And the YouTube is youtube.com, Born Cool, spelled with a K. So that's Born, B-O-R-N, Cool, spelled with a K.
Okay.
But you can find out more at LadySimone.com.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Lady Simone, for coming on to my show this evening. We will definitely, whenever you release something, we always have repeat guests, so we always encourage you to come back because we have to keep up with you to know what you're doing. So when you have a new book to release or you're doing something new, or even with my email, I try to tell people if they want to have me promote these on the show, always just inbox me so when I air the show, I can say, well, you know, I talked to Lady Simone, she's going to be here. For those who listen in your ear, so always shoot me an email or something because we do support each other because if we don't, no one else will.
Very good. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and I just want to say hello to Tamika Newhouse if she's listening, that she founded a great book club here. And I did mention her in the magazine, or I mentioned the book club. But thank you so much, Anna, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. God bless you and all the listeners. And continued success and blessings to yourself and for your family.
And same to you. Same to you. Thank you so much, Ms. Simone. You have a lovely night. And I can't say a great weekend because I work so much, my days are off. So you have a lovely night, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good night.
Okay, guys, we just had an amazing show. We hung out with Ms. Insights, the earlier part of our hour. Ms. Insights just released her new book this today, and I closed out everything, so I have to go back in. So I'll go back to Insights in a moment. We also just got to speaking with Ms. Lady Simone. Make sure you guys check out her titles, The Last Castle in Brooklyn and Tapping into Divine Power and Abundance. We will be back on the show on 26th, and that night it is just the exclusive with Author Nicola Mitchell. We're going to hang out with her and talk about some of the wonderful things she's doing. She's publishing now. She's collaboration. She has some hot new books coming out this summer. So we will be hanging out with Ms. Nicola Mitchell on the 26th. So make sure you guys tune in. And entitled the book is called Twisted Seduction, you guys. It just dropped today. She's a hot author. Check her out. Make sure you go to Amazon and check out both my guests tonight, Ms. Lady Simone and Ms. Tice. We will be back, as I said before, on the 26th. And I want to also lastly send my condolences out to the Newhouse, to Tamika Newhouse and her family. She lost her grandmother, and we are so sad to hear that. So you will be in our prayers, Ms. Tamika, and you are just hang in there and be strong. It'll work out. You know, death is something that we have to deal with, so we do send our condolences out to Newhouse. You guys have a great night. I'll see you back here on Thursday, and I'm going to leave you guys with some Anthony Hamilton. So good night, everyone.
way I try my hand in love, in hopes that will one day bring that unity, the one that does not run through like an olden day movie, not pretentious for interest.